Government is embarking on a rural fiber optic project in the Eastern Corridor. The project, which is being funded by government and Vodafone Ghana Limited, is expected to cost 37 million euros. It will also extend the fiber optic cable 60 nautical miles offshore to help in the management of Ghana's oil and gas resources. This was made known by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boama, when he toured Vodafone head office in Accra. Roxanne Fiado has the details.
Vodafone Ghana Limited is jointly owned by the government and the Vodafone groups of companies, with Ghana having 30% shares and Vodafone 70%. The Minister, Edward Omane Boama, as part of his tour, visited the Network Operations Center and interacted with the workers. The head of corporate communications, Carmen Bruce Annan, said the rising incident of copper and cable theft is affecting the company as it disrupts services.
We are concerned about the rising incidence of cable theft. Cable theft very often comes with fiber cuts. We are the only network operator that has copper network around the country. So what happens when somebody cuts the cable is essentially your service is disrupted. Much as we work 24 hours a day to try to fix that, but it's not something that can be done instantaneously. And the network is across the whole country. So we have shared our concern with the minister. This is a matter of national security, it's a matter for the economy, it's a matter for healthcare, for education. If you can cut off, and we've seen this happen, Winneba, for instance, imagine that you're driving and it's at night, and between, say, Winneba and Cape Coast, there's no service. Think about it. It's dangerous.
The minister on the issue of cable theft said national security has taken the problem as a very key issue and is putting in place measures to address it.
That report was filed by Roxanne Fiado.